Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something pretty unique. It's a company called Radium Spring.
Yeah.
And they're really kind of shaking things up in the business world. They're based out in Marietta, Georgia.
Mm.
And their whole focus is on nurturing businesses, fostering growth, and building lasting legacies. We've got a whole bunch of research articles and reports on them. And it's honestly fascinating stuff.
You know what really struck me when I was looking through all this is how they're not just like a typical venture capital firm or business incubator. They've woven together all these different elements, like strategic partnerships and acquisitions, funding, you know, even education. They've created like a whole ecosystem for businesses to grow. It's not just about throwing money at a problem. It's a much more holistic and strategic approach.
Yeah, you're right. It's not the usual approach we see. Mm-hmm. So let's break this down for our listeners. What exactly is Radium Spring's core mission? What are they ultimately trying to achieve?
Well, at their heart, they're all about building these lasting relationships that benefit both the businesses they work with and the communities those businesses are in.
Yeah.
And get this, they're incredibly selective. They work exclusively with businesses that have been referred to them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
That's how they ensure a strong alignment of values from the start and a real commitment to excellence.
That's interesting. So it's like building this curated network of businesses. All working towards a common vision.
Exactly.
Makes sense, though. If you're going to be deeply invested in a company's growth, you really want to be on the same page.
Absolutely. And that same commitment to shared values extends to their acquisition strategy, too.
Yeah.
It's not just about absorbing companies for them. They want to elevate those companies, help them reach their full potential.
From what I've read, they've got this pretty interesting approach to acquisitions. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Sure. So they've got two main approaches. First, they have outright acquisitions where they take full ownership of the company. And then they have what they call strategic acquisition partnerships, where they collaborate with other investors to acquire a stake in a business.
So it's not just about acquiring assets. It's about acquiring potential.
Mm-hmm.
And then integrating these companies into this whole ecosystem they've built. Now, one thing that really jumped out at me when I was reading about them is this concept they call Entity Development 543.
Yes. What exactly is that? And how does it fit into their overall strategy?
Well, it's their comprehensive system for building what they call robust businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And it really covers everything you can think of. They evaluate the legal structure,
right.
How efficient the company is running, even who's on the board of directors.
Wow.
It's all about making sure the businesses are set up for long-term success.
So they're not just handing over a check and saying good luck. They're really getting into the nitty-gritty of how these companies operate. Exactly. And what's even more impressive is that they don't stop there. They provide ongoing support mentorship. They even give access to their network of experts.
So it's almost like they've created this miniature economy.
Yeah.
With its own rules, its own values.
Yeah.
And it's all geared toward building these legacies.
That's a great way to put it. And I think it's that ecosystem approach that sets them apart. They're not just investing in individual companies. They're investing in a whole network of interconnected businesses that can support and learn from each other.
That's fascinating. And that brings us to another key piece of the puzzle, funding. How does Radium Spring approach financing all these businesses? Do they have their own fund or do they work with outside investors?
It's actually multifaceted. They do have their own investment arm called Radium Spring Fund, Inc., but they also work with a whole range of funding sources like family office investment clubs, community development financial institutions, even hard money lenders sometimes.
Okay, let's break those down a bit for our listeners. Family office investment clubs. Those are groups that manage the wealth of affluent families, right?
Exactly. And they're often looking for investments that align with their values, things like social impact and sustainability. They also tend to have a longer investment horizon, which fits with Radium Spring's whole legacy building focus.
That makes sense. Now, community development financial institutions, or CDFIs as they're called, those are the organizations that focus on supporting businesses and communities that are often overlooked by traditional banks, right?
That's right. They're all about both financial returns and social impact. So their involvement really highlights Radium Spring's commitment to supporting businesses in underserved communities.
It's really interesting to see them blending traditional investment strategies with that social impact focus. It's not just about making money, it's about making a difference. Now, you mentioned hard money lenders too. Those are typically associated with short-term high-interest loans. How does that fit into their long-term legacy-building approach?
Well, it might seem like a contradiction at first glance, but it's all about having the right tools for the job. Sometimes a business needs a quick infusion of capital for a specific project, and a hard money loan can be a viable option in those cases.
So it's about being flexible. tailoring their funding approach to each individual business's needs.
Precisely.
They're not a one-size-fits-all kind of operation.
Not at all. And that flexibility is one of their key strengths. It lets them support a whole spectrum of businesses, from startups to established companies, across all sorts of industries.
Now, we've talked a lot about their financial support, but they also seem to put a big emphasis on education. Can you tell us a bit more about those crash courses they offer?
Yeah.
And why they're so important to their model?
Well, their crash courses are all about giving their clients the knowledge and skills they need to succeed. They offer really intensive training sessions on a whole bunch of topics, like contracts and bidding corporate structure, credit laws, project financing. It's like a mini MBA program specifically tailored for their network of businesses.
So they're not just throwing money at a problem and hoping to the best. They're giving these businesses the tools and knowledge they need to make smart decisions and really build a solid foundation for growth.
That's exactly it. And I think it speaks volumes about their commitment to building lasting legacies. They're not just chasing a quick return on their investment. They want to see these businesses thrive for years to come.
That's really admirable. Now, another thing that stood out in the research was their emphasis on protecting partnerships and intellectual property. They use these non-circumvent and non-compete agreements, which some people might see as a bit restrictive. Can you explain why those agreements are so important to their model?
It all comes down to transparency and trust. Radium Spring invests so much time and energy into building relationships, connecting their partners with valuable contacts. These agreements just make sure everyone is playing by the same rules, and that no one is trying to exploit those relationships for their own personal gain.
So it's about creating a level playing field,
yeah.
Making sure the benefits of those relationships are shared fairly.
Exactly.
It's a win-win for everyone involved, not just Radium Spring, but all their partners.
Precisely. And these agreements are usually negotiated by parties who really understand what they're getting into. They're not about stifling competition at all. It's more about protecting the integrity of the partnerships, those carefully cultivated relationships that Radium Spring has built.
It's all starting to make sense now. They're building this whole ecosystem based on trust, collaboration, and this shared vision for success. It's a very compelling approach. But let's move on to something else that I found really interesting about them. Their support for all these different organizations and initiatives aimed at developing future business leaders. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, they have some fantastic programs. They sponsor this 50-state startup challenge to help small business owners all over the country. They also host a business pitch summit to give underrepresented entrepreneurs a platform. And then there's their TV series called Empower My Business, where they actually work with struggling brick-and-mortar businesses, helping them restructure and scale.
Wow, that's a lot. And they're not just writing checks, they're really actively involved in these things. Let's start with the 50-state startup challenge. What's their goal with that one?
It's all about giving those entrepreneurs the guidance and resources they need to get their businesses off the ground. They help them create a solid business plan, figure out the right legal structure, and navigate the whole process of starting and running a business, which can be incredibly complex.
So they're focusing on those early stages, those really crucial first steps that can make or break a startup.
Exactly. And then you've got the Business Pitch Summit, which is all about providing exposure and networking opportunities, particularly for underrepresented entrepreneurs.
That's so important because those entrepreneurs often face so many barriers when it comes to accessing capital and networks.
You're absolutely right. It's not enough to just have a great idea. You need the right connections and the right support system. And the Business Pitch Summit helps level the playing field, giving them a chance to pitch their ideas to potential investors, community stakeholders, even local partners.
Now that Empower My Business show sounds fascinating. What kinds of businesses do they work with on that show? And what kind of impact are they having?
Well, they work with a wide range of brick and mortar businesses that are having a tough time, sometimes because they haven't kept up with the changing market, other times because they just haven't had access to the resources they need to grow. So Radium Spring comes in and provides them with cash services, expert mentorship, all with the aim of turning things around.
It's like a business makeover show, but with real stakes and the potential for lasting success. I love that they're focusing on brick and mortar businesses too. Those are the ones that often get overlooked in this rush towards everything digital.
It does seem like they have a real appreciation for the unique challenges and opportunities those businesses face. Now, they also support another organization called 2MOSBG. It stands for the Underrepresented Minority-Owned Small Business Group, Inc.
Okay, tell me more about 2MOSBG. What do they do?
They're all about opening up investment opportunities to non-accredited investors, specifically in Georgia. They provide training classes, even real-world board meeting experience, to help these investors learn how to make informed decisions.
So they're really democratizing access to those investment opportunities, empowering people to participate in the financial system, even if they don't have a ton of experience or a huge amount of capital to invest.
Exactly. And it fits perfectly with Radium Spring's overall mission of fostering growth and building legacies.
We've covered a lot of ground here in this first part of our deep dive. We've talked about Radium Spring's core mission, their unique approach to acquisitions, their diverse funding mechanisms, their commitment to education, their support for all these different initiatives. It's clear they're doing things differently. But how is this all playing out in the real world? What kind of impact are they actually having on the businesses they work with?
That's a great question, and it's one we're going to explore in much more detail in the next part of our deep dive, so stay tuned.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to see how their approach is playing out in the real world. They're not just talking about building legacies, they're actually doing it.
You're right. We've talked a lot about their model and their philosophy. But I want to dig into some concrete examples of their impact. I'm particularly curious about their acquisition strategy. Can you tell us about a specific acquisition or partnership that really showcases their approach?
Sure. One example that comes to mind is their partnership with a real estate development firm. They didn't just buy the company and take over. They actually worked very closely with the firm's leadership team to improve their operations, expand their portfolio, and ultimately boost their profitability.
So they brought their expertise and resources to the table. But they also respected the existing team and their knowledge of the market. It was a true partnership, exactly a true collaboration. And the results really speak for themselves. The firm has grown significantly since the partnership. They've been able to take on bigger, more ambitious projects. They're creating jobs, contributing to the local economy.
That's a perfect example of how Radium Spring's approach can create a win-win for everyone involved. Now, I'm also curious about their crash courses. We've talked about the topics they cover, but do you have any stories about how one of these courses has actually helped a business?
Oh, absolutely. There's this great story about a small construction company. They were really struggling to secure contracts. They had the skills and the experience, but they kept losing bids because they didn't fully understand the ins and outs of contract negotiation.
Oh, I can see how that would be a huge obstacle for a small business.
It was a major roadblock for them. But after the owner of the company took Radium Spring's contract and bidding crash course, everything changed. He gained so much confidence and expertise. He learned how to spot those potential red flags in contracts, how to negotiate better terms, and ultimately he started winning more bids.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. So the course wasn't just about theory. It gave them practical skills and strategies that they could immediately put into practice.
Exactly. And it's not just about winning more contracts. It's about protecting the business, making sure it's profitable in the long run.
Right. Protecting their interests. Mm-hmm. It's a great example of the tangible, real-world impact these crash courses can have. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about their support for organizations like the 50-State Startup Challenge and the Business Pitch Summit. Do you have any stories about businesses that have benefited from those initiatives?
Oh, there are so many inspiring stories. There's one about a young entrepreneur who participated in the Business Pitch Summit. She had this amazing idea for a sustainable clothing line, but she was struggling to get it off the ground. She needed funding. She needed connections.
That's a familiar story for so many entrepreneurs, especially those from underrepresented backgrounds.
It is a common challenge. But through the summit, she was able to connect with investors who really believed in her vision. She got the funding she needed to launch her business. And now she's making waves in the fashion industry, promoting ethical and sustainable practices.
That's incredible. It just shows how these initiatives can open doors and create opportunities that wouldn't have existed otherwise.
Exactly. And the 50-State Startup Challenge has made a huge difference for countless small business owners all over the country. They provide mentorship resources, legal guidance, everything these businesses need to navigate that complex world of starting and running a company.
So they're not just providing financial support. They're providing a whole ecosystem of support.
Exactly.
Now, we've talked a lot about the positive impact Radium Spring is having. But are there any potential downsides or challenges to their approach?
That's a really good question. One potential challenge is that they could become too exclusive. By only working with referred businesses, they might miss out on opportunities to work with innovative companies that are outside their existing network.
That's a valid point. It's a balancing act. They need to maintain that curated network, but also be open to new ideas and perspectives.
Absolutely. And they also need to be careful about growing too quickly. As they expand, it's crucial that they don't lose sight of their commitment to personalized service and those authentic relationships they build.
Right. It's easy to let those things slip when you're focused on rapid growth.
Exactly.
But all in all, it seems like they're doing a lot of things right. Their impact is undeniable.
It really is. They're proving that business can be a force for good,
Yeah.
that you can be financially successful and still make a positive impact on the world.
And they're not just doing it themselves. They're empowering others to do the same. They're building a legacy, not just for Radium Spring, but for all the businesses and communities they touch. Now, in the final part of our deep dive, I'd love to explore the broader implications of their model. What if more businesses adopted this approach to partnerships, collaboration, and long-term growth?
That's a great question to ponder, and is one we're going to delve into next. So stay tuned.
You know, it's really inspiring to think about the ripple effect Radium Spring is creating.
Yeah.
They're not just changing the way businesses work, they're changing the way people think about success.
Absolutely. It's like a complete shift in mindset from this idea of scarcity and competition to one of abundance and collaboration.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
So let's imagine for a second, what if more businesses started operating the way Radium Spring does? What kind of impact could that have on the economy as a whole?
Well, imagine a world where businesses saw each other as allies instead of rivals, where collaboration was a strength.
It sounds almost utopian, doesn't it?
It does, but Radium Spring is proving that it's possible.
They are.
And I think it could lead to some really profound changes. For one, we might see more sustainable and equitable growth. Instead of just a few winners and a lot of losers,
Yeah.
everyone would have a chance to succeed.
Right. It's like a rising tide lifts all boats.
Exactly.
And it's not just about the economics either. It's about creating a more collaborative and supportive business culture overall.
Absolutely, a real sense of community where businesses are genuinely invested in each other's success.
And that could lead to some really incredible innovation as well, if businesses are more willing to share ideas and resources.
I agree. We could see breakthroughs in areas like sustainability, social impact, even technology, as businesses start combining their strengths to solve those really complex problems.
It's exciting to think about all the possibilities, but let's be realistic for a moment. There are always challenges to trying to implement new ideas on a larger scale. What are some of the obstacles businesses might face if they try to adopt this Radium Spring approach?
One of the biggest hurdles is overcoming that ingrained mindset of competition. It's been the dominant model for so long that it's hard for some businesses to even imagine doing things differently.
It's true. It requires a real shift in perspective, seeing other businesses' potential partners instead of threats.
Right. And it also takes a willingness to be a little bit vulnerable, to share information and resources, and to trust that your partners have your best interests at heart.
Building trust is key.
It is. And that takes time and effort. It doesn't happen overnight.
And it also requires transparency and accountability. Businesses would need to be willing to be open about their operations, their strategies.
Definitely. They need to be honest about their strengths and weaknesses.
That's a big ask for a lot of companies,
Yeah.
especially those that are used to operating in secrecy.
It is a shift, but the potential rewards are huge. By embracing collaboration, businesses can achieve so much more than they could on their own.
It's like that old saying, two heads are better than one.
Exactly.
Well, Radium Spring has certainly given us a lot to think about today. They're not just building businesses, they're building a movement.
That's a great way to put it. And even if other businesses don't fully adopt their model, I think they've planted a seed. They've shown the world that there's a different way of doing business, a way that's both profitable and purpose-driven.
And that's a powerful message.
Yeah.
So for our listeners out there, as you go about your day, your week, your year even, I want you to think about Radium Spring's approach. How can you apply those principles of collaboration, long-term thinking, and community building to your own work, your relationships, even your personal life?
It's a question worth pondering. Who knows? It might just lead you to a whole new way of defining success.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive into Radium Spring. We've explored their innovative model, the impact they're having, and the bigger implications of their approach. We hope you found it as fascinating as we did. Until next time, keep diving.